Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Get ready for a wild ride. Tonight, I'm joined by the Howdy Shell brothers, Mike and Chris. They are musicians, entertainers, and the masterminds behind Bingo is Life, Harrisonburg's only interactive game show at Ruby's Arcade. Every Tuesday, they turn Bingo into a full-blown comedy experience, followed by their Bingo is Life podcast. On the pod, they chat about music, theater, and the local scene with their hilarious co-hosts. We're catching up with them fresh after the show and after the Bingo is Life podcast and talk about how they make the magic of a simple game an unforgettable experience. Let's dive in. Welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you, guys. You make it sound so good. That's awesome. The only thing I heard was mastermind. I was like, okay, after that, I was...
And that was it? That's all you needed? Show's over. Mike's going home.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. Apparently, we're awesome.
You are awesome. Do you have anything to say about that, Chris?
I'm happy to be here. You talked to Bill Howard, and now you're talking to me. Yes.
Yeah, and there's several people that she's talked to that we know. And some that have even been on our show too. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Howard is a musician here on the local scene, and so obviously as musicians, they know several of them that have been on the podcast, probably all of them.
Yeah.
Corey Lynn Green.
Yeah, Corey Lynn.
Oh, did you interview Corey?
I did.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thieves of Burden, Hackens Boys. Mm. Yeah.
I've got work to do.
You got to catch up on this pod.
I know. Well, no, it's good. So we just crossed on our podcast. We just crossed 100 episodes.
That's right.
Oh, that's great. That's congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Very excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are going to be, we're in the 200 and...
Oh, show off.
Just had to. No,
that's awesome. That is awesome. I was going through the list of your episodes, and there's a lot more seriousness things, like actual substance. I will throw it out there. It's a mix.
Yeah, it's
good.
Things to do and fun, and comedians and musicians. It's a mix.
I think our focus has always been, I won't say always, but I mean, it started out because it's like, hey, we do this Bingo show. Let's talk afterward. Okay. And that's how it started. And now it's like, now we're talking to people in Harrisonburg, and it's become this Harrisonburg or at least local area kind of thing. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really starting to dig now, is that we really connect with the local community, the artists, the creative types, musicians, entrepreneurs. And I think that's awesome.
I think that's awesome too. We're going to get into that. And before we do, we have actually support from Audible. Ooh. And that means that, thank you. That means you can get a free audiobook from them when you click on the link in the show notes, which is super exciting. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to listen to us all the time in between episodes.
Aren't you going to have to tell us how to get this gig?
Yeah.
The Audible gig.
Yeah, the Audible gig. You actually apply for the Audible Creator Program.
Okay, we can do that.
You can offer free audiobooks to your listeners.
Awesome.
So you should try that.
I think we should try that.
Consider it done.
That's so exciting. I wanted to ask you guys a few questions. For those who have never experienced it, how would you describe the Bingo is Life game? Let's start with the interactive game.
It's not your grandma's bingo.
That's right.
That was one of our first taglines.
Yeah, it's not your grandma's bingo.
Yeah, we're like, not your grandma's bingo. We wanted it to be different. No, I love grandma's bingo.
Yeah, right.
Mind you.
It sounded like he was dissing grandma.
No, grandma.
What you got against grandma?
No,
Chris?
No, no.
Yeah.
Grandma,
do you have issues with grandma?
But So for me, bingo was when I was a kid. I grew up in Briar Branch, said Mike, and we played.
See, as brothers, we grew up together.
And imagine that happens.
He'll be talking to me. He'll be like, "Hey, I was talking to my mom the other day," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know her. She's my mom too."
Same name and everything.
True. Hey, I was talking to my mom.
So we grew up in Briar Branch, and they had a lawn party.
Okay.
And the lawn, if anyone is familiar with this area, lawn parties are the jam around. Yeah, small communities get together and they play bingo together. Well, the bingo that happened at the Briar Branch lawn party was, you know, you threw a quarter for a card. Guy walks around, collects your quarters, and then they play bingo. And then half the money, whatever they collect, the winner would win half the money. So you might win $2 or something like that, you know. And it was so much fun, especially as a little kid. And if you was to actually win the $2, it was huge, you know. And I loved it. I loved the bingo game.
It's really your first foray into gambling itself.
It's absolutely right.
As a child.
Let's rate them how they should go.
That and the cakewalk. Yeah. Come on. German cake.
Fun fact. Years later, go back to the Briar Branch lawn party with my wife, and there's no one there. It's barely, and there's no bingo game anymore.
Oh.
But you know what they had?
They
had these bingo pool tabs.
Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like lottery tickets.
And so I was like, all right, well, five for a dollar or five for $5, whatever. Right. I said, yeah, I'll buy some. And my wife pulled one and she won $50.
Hey. Oh, wow.
And the people were like,
nice.
You're not from around here.
I swear to God that happened. Wow. And I was like, no. I am from around here. I grew up here. Anyways.
And thank you for the $50.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be, because there's only like so many $50 winners in the whole thing. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so
gambling.
Maybe we need to put the 800 number in the show notes too.
Yeah, right.
If you have a problem, maybe.
If you have a problem, we are not encouraging the problem.
This is how community centers across Virginia survive.
Yeah.
Gambling.
You know, we never answered her question.
Oh.
Could you describe the bingo? We said it's not your grandma's bingo.
Yeah. We got clear on that. Yeah,
well, yeah. I like to think it's a game show, not necessarily a bingo game, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we do play bingo, but it's only part of the whole, it's only a 1 hour show. It's not like it's that long. We got 1 hour and we play, usually it's four games of bingo with little mini games in between.
Yeah, and it's very rowdy.
Yeah.
Loud, I would say loud and rowdy.
Rowdy's
I would say
way.
If you don't like loud, you would not like this area. It's the arcade is loud.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing quiet about it.
There's bowling pins being knocked over, the duck pins,
and there's every time someone gets a number. And then we sing pretty regularly throughout the show. There's like, and then we ask the group to sing with us regularly.
Yeah. And you do like little musical effects and things like that.
Effects. That's right. Yeah. Interludes.
Interlude.
Yeah. Let's talk about Ruby's Arcade just as a general description for
our sponsor.
Laughers.
The Bingo is Life game show.
Let's tell laughers who have never been to Ruby's Arcade, because we honestly have listeners not just in the Harrisonburg area and the Shenandoah Valley, but in other states and around the world. So there's going to be plenty of people not familiar with what
Ruby's
Arcade is.
Well, the one to talk about Ruby's is Chris. He helped build this place.
Just a quick description of where we're sitting right now and the duck pin bowling and all of that.
Well, I was going to say that I would say the feature is probably duck pin bowling, which is old school Sherman pin setters, like 1920 something. bowling, which is fun.
It's four lanes here.
Looks fun. There's also a bunch of video games. It's also a pizza place. I mean, you know, it's a gathering spot for birthday parties and hoorahs, but it's also a place to drink, you know, mm-hmm. and a place to goof off.
A watering hole.
Yeah, watering hole. Gathering.
A pizza hole has pizza, right?
I mean, it definitely seems like.
I've heard of watering holes. I've heard of pizza holes.
I just made it up.
Do you guys want to go to the pizza hole?
No, I don't think I want to go to the pizza hole. No, don't make me go to the pizza hole. Pizza dive, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, pizza dive. We'll go with that.
It's a dive either.
This place is cool.
It is very special.
It is cool. I feel like it's in a basement.
Yep.
Yeah. So it has a... It feels like a basement a little bit down here.
With bay windows, though.
Yeah. You know. Every wall is covered in murals by unique local and not local artists, but you know, it's fun.
And where is it located?
Oh, downtown Harrisonburg.
Right across from the parking deck.
Right next to it.
Lovely view outside our bay windows.
Right next to Clementine.
Yeah, that's right. I love that. What inspired you to turn this traditional game into what it is now? It's every Tuesday, right? At 7:30, and it's free.
It is free. Yes. Right,
so, I used to work here.
Oh, I did not know that.
So I helped build this place. This was my the owner of this place and me were buddies, and he was like, I want you to help me build this bar.
And that's exactly the way he talks.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Oh, yeah. Exactly like that's how he talks.
And Clay Clark was a wonderful human to me, and he gave me this job. And he said, let's make some things happen. I want you to make things happen. So it was my job to... I set up tournaments. We would do pool tournaments. There was a time at this place used to have ping pong, and then we had foosball tournaments. We had air hockey tournaments. And so I set all that stuff up. And on Tuesday nights, I didn't know what to do. And so I bought a bingo thing. I bought, you know, the ball to, you know, I don't know, play bingo at the bar.
I was getting it.
Yeah, you were getting it. It was
a little barely.
Luckily.
I bought the bingo equipment. I set it on top of the bar.
So I sat at the corner of the bar.
The bingo thing.
And I said, anybody want to play bingo? And there was a couple people like, yeah, we'll play.
Both people said, yeah.
All two of them.
And
it's true. Swear to you, it was just me sitting in there calling bingo. And then pretty quickly, I invited Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we started saying stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
While we were playing bingo, and people were laughing at the dumb stuff we were saying. And now it's, you know.
Now it's turned into a cult.
50 to 100 people every week. Yeah.
I know. Great. I come in here at the times I have. It's packed.
It's a cult. I love it, though. I mean,
do you guys have leader names?
We need to work on leader names.
Yeah. Mike and Chris just isn't good enough.
Yeah, right. Hey, and here's your cult leaders, Mike and Chris. that's the morning zoo guys.
Yeah. It's the number one and number two most popular male names of 1979 and 1973. Wait, 73?
I'm not that old.
74.
You got it. Yeah.
So this is a bit of more improv, how this all came together.
It was never clearly designed. Okay. I don't think it even still is. But I mean, you know, we know what's fun.
Yeah, if people
react to something that's fun, let's keep that.
Yeah, God, you totally play to the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like if it's a bunch of new people, you know, it's going to be a little harder to sell some of the silliness.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a bunch of the people that come every week, it's actually easy.
Amp it up.
Yeah, it's a little too easy. Yeah.
Well, it's the best is when there's just a nice mix of you've got your regulars that come in, and then you got these people that have never been here at all.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden people are breaking into song or saying, you know, silly things all together as one. And the new people are just like, what is going on? I thought we were playing bingo.
Looking around.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, and I think what I like about bingo is everyone knows how to play already. This is not a game that you have to teach people.
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's out there. And so, you know, little kids.
Yeah, right.
Adults, everyone can already play the game. And
people who are half lit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really playing
even
the game.
Even they can draw a straight line.
They walk up, they go, did I get it?
Did I get it?
No. Did I get the bingo?
Oh.
No. You didn't. No, no. This one guy tonight.
It's cautionary tale.
This one guy tonight had a piece of tinfoil. He had just stuck on a number. And he's like, did I get it? I said, Mike, you didn't get it, buddy.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't this Mike.
So no prizes for him.
Oh, no. He's like, no. It's my wife's card. He totally threw his wife under the bus on that, too. He's like, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
She made me come up here.
Well, that's the other thing too, because people are actually scared.
Yeah,
they're like, bingo. Do I have to come up there?
Yeah, yes, you do. Get up here.
Good.
When one of the things we try to do, I think, at the get go, is say, look, you know, you're only going to have as much fun as and be as weird as you want to, you know, be and have as much fun as you want to have. And I definitely don't want to call it a safe space, but I mean, it's just it's a kind of space where it's okay to be silly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, don't worry. Just don't worry about being too, in front of people. It's fine. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah. It hopefully. Doesn't have to be perfect.
I think that comes across, or at least I hope it does.
It absolutely does.
But we're also not here to embarrass people.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm not calling people out like, up here and let's talk about your hair. You know, it's not that sort of situation. It's more like if you win, what we do is we say, this is what a winner looks like. Looks like.
That's right.
You all suck. You're not winners. This person is a winner, you know, and that's more of the vibe, I think.
Yeah. And it's the nature of the game is, you know, if one person wins, that means 50 other people lose.
Yeah.
That's just life. It's almost as if bingo is life.
Oh,
whoa.
That was so.
It happens. The entire show. And just
that's how dumb it can get right there. That's it.
What do they win?
We generally thank you to our sponsor, Giveaway Pizza. Yeah. But then we also have an opportunity for people to win some big money at the end.
That's like right. What kind of big money are
big
we talking
money.
About? What's big money in your world?
Let's see.
A dollar?
I like how you've summarized my world. Yeah. What's big money in your world?
$1?
Yep. I can tell by the way you're dressed. Look at that. No, we do generally it's $100 at the end.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
they have a chance to win $100 at the end of the show.
That's right.
How many times does that happen?
I think we've said four, right? We've been doing this 8 years.
I think it's even more than that.
And I think it's been four.
Wow, really? So every other year.
We really need to write these things down.
Yeah. Well, so just recently, within the last year, we've had two winners.
Mm.
And they both were they? Yeah, they were both from Bridgewater College.
What is that about? That feels a little.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
It's weird, right?
It's good. It's weird, right?
But, I mean, it's...
I'm not making that up, right? It's weird.
Bridgewater, what?
It's fine.
No, it's
represent
good,
Bridgewater. So, mainly it's JMU kids in here, and Bridgewater wins it. No, it was cute. The first person, the first Bridgewater person that won, actually ended up giving the money away to SBCA.
That's right. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Or at least that's what she said.
I'm going to donate. Yeah, right.
That's what I'd say too. Yeah. Thanks for that. I gave it to charity.
I bet you did.
And then she went shopping.
I bought a mink. Very small mink with $100.
I was going to say. How tiny is that?
The SPCA. It's terrible.
How do you come up with the themes, or is there themes and jokes? This is all... improv every time, or are there certain themes that show up weekly?
Well, yeah, there's definitely there's definitely, it's thematic in the sense of whatever is silly, but we have certain like sayings that we say every week. We have certain bits that we do every week. Whenever there's an eye, we always play Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. I always
do that. And so, I mean, there's certain things we always do.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it's just improv based on the crowd, based on whatever happens.
Yeah. I mean, you ever go to Busch Gardens?
Why did Busch, it take you so long garden. To get that out? Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm wondering.
I go to Busch Gardens.
At Busch Gardens, when I was a kid, I'd go to Busch Gardens, and they would have these like these people that would walk around, and they'd be dressed up in some sort of outfit, and they'd be like, "Hey,
in a Cockney accent,
yeah. I'm a thing, and I'm a thing, yeah, and there it was, you know." And I remember thinking,
and as a kid, he's like, "I want to be a thing."
That's exactly what I thought.
Thing two or three.
I said, if I could do that, if I could find a way to have fun doing that, and that's basically what I'd get to do, except we do it with the game show. So, I love it when two people win, because then you have to have some sort of conflict resolution in front of all these people. So you're, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. You're like, okay, cool. You both want to win. We need to get a winner.
Usually the crowd just starts screaming out, fight to the death.
Fight to the death. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's serious.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fun. But, you know, I approve of all that. I think it is, the weirder it gets, and the weirder the audience makes it, it's more, it's
yeah, they drive the show.
Right. Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
We're just here to witness what's happening with the crowd. That's it.
Any kind of interesting, memorable moments with this battle between the two?
We've made
children cry.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, that's happened.
I think. Well, Mike actually said this somewhere else. We used to always kind of be like, someone has to lose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We used to, or at least my philosophy was, in order for a win to feel like a win, there has to be a chance that you could lose. Mm. We can't just be giving away prizes just because you know.
Willy-nilly.
What is this, a cooperation prize?
No.
Participation. No. You need to win.
Not everybody's getting a trophy.
That's right. I've softened on it a bit, but that's because children have cried in front of the crowd because their airplane didn't get far or they didn't win the bingo when they thought they did.
Yeah. I mean, I think
I used to be okay with breaking hearts, stomping on dreams, but
we used to give away,
I'm getting better.
We used to give away gift certificates too. It was like, we made these $10 tokens. Do you remember that?
Oh, right.
I mean, that was what we gave away for a long time.
Yeah.
We 3D printed these little $10 rubies tokens.
That was cool.
And we thought, oh, this is a fun thing.
I forgot all about this.
This is a fun thing to give away. So we gave away those for a while. And then, you know, that ends up being a lot of money. The restaurant was like, hey, you're giving away a lot of money.
A lot of money. Yeah.
So we need to find a way to pull back on that a little bit. So we did. And now we just give away pizza. So, you know, a pizza costs, you know, $15 to $20.
Yeah.
So that's still a $15 to $20 win.
Yeah.
So that feels like, hey, that's, yeah. And I think people want to just win a pizza, but I also am cool with, hey, guess what? If two people win the pizza, that's okay.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not going to fight over that.
I have a question. When you do the actual whole hour, there's a part, you're usually in one spot with the bingo equipment and all that kind of thing, and people have their cards, but at one time during the whole hour you go to the bowling lane.
Yes, that's halftime.
Is that where these airplanes come in?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, tell us more about that.
So at halftime we do generally an airplane paper airplane contest where they're just you know, shooting an airplane down the bowling alley, going for distance.
Okay.
And we play Eye of the Tiger in the background every time.
Every time.
And we give them 20 seconds to fold that paper airplane.
But we don't actually count to 20.
No, we don't. We just tell them it's 20 seconds, and then at some point start counting down.
Five, four.
Well, that didn't feel like 20 seconds.
We have one rule. You can't ball it up.
You can't ball it up.
That's the one rule.
Because sometimes people go, I don't know how to fold.
I don't know how to fold. I'm like, you don't need to,
you
like,
you don't know how to fold.
Yeah. Make some wings. So we used to also critique. I used to critique all the planes, but now I'm just more like, okay, just get up there.
He
and
was
throw.
Pretty harsh there on the some. There were some children that cried at the pole.
So it's you that made them cry.
I've done it.
A couple airplanes.
A couple airplanes. It's fine.
Hey, wow, this doesn't look like it's going to do anything.
No.
You really stink at this. Next.
No, I've actually gotten to the point where I can tell who's going to win.
Yeah.
The slick.
Wow, there it is. There's the skill.
Oh, now you're getting the tip. Yeah. If you're watching this podcast.
The see, you can tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
That dude's going to win.
But then they don't if they go too high. They're like Icarus, too close to the sun.
That's exactly
They go
right.
high, and they hit the ceiling, and then it comes crashing down.
Now, so tonight,
sometimes even the best
tonight,
ones.
Tonight, we had someone whose plane went past the spot that was to win.
Oh,
and then it turned around.
It turned around and came back.
And came back and did not win.
Yeah, it was
shocking.
It was going to win. See, this is the drama. You can't make up.
Yeah.
It's the drama that presents itself.
Bingo is
but
life.
Like, so this guy's plane went past, it was going to win.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, it turned around and came back. And landed way not winning. not winning, Chris. Way not winning.
I mean,
no pizza for him.
So you got
none pizza.
So you got all these people, and they're all standing. The other thing too is the bowling lanes are about, I don't know, we'll say like 2 feet higher than where everyone else is kind of standing. Mm-hmm. So that's you're on a bit of a platform. So you got all these people, and they're like, you know, hooting and hollering, watching you throw this teeny little airplane. So you are on a bit of a stage. I mean, it is kind of.
And people do get nervous.
And
especially if they haven't folded an airplane in a while, they get very nervous trying to do it. Now I see them like looking at their friends going, how do I do this?
Oh, yeah.
What do I do?
Now, I'll go ahead and throw out there, though. There has been some children who have played, and then they're like, meh. And then they'll come back next week and be like, I've been practicing all week on my airplane. And they're like, please pick me. And I'm like, no, you've been practicing.
Lesson learned. I don't know exactly what that lesson is, but they learned it.
Hard knock life.
Bingo, that's is right. life.
It's a hard knock life. Now, so anyway, sometimes those kids, they come back and they're like, I did it.
I built
my good
That's
game.
Right. There was one kid who came back.
Mm-hmm.
And then had a glowing, plane that won.
The other thing too is like, when you win and you have, let's say you've got 30 people going, yay, you've done something.
Yeah.
It feels pretty good. It's kind of like hitting the home run in the baseball game.
And right. That's a whole like alley of people cheering people on. That's what I hear. It's almost the rowdiest part of the alley.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
It is so loud.
They also get into, we just started back tonight, actually, doing the clouds.
The clouds?
We have... So whenever there's a 7 on... explaining some of these rules, but it's so dumb.
Like whenever there's... when you call a 7.
Whenever there's a 7 in the number, B7 or...
I got you.
Okay. I-27, N-37, Well, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, see you guys.
So long. Thank you, Emerson.
They're closing up shop.
They're closing up shop.
Yeah.
But anyways.
We live here now.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thanks, Ruby's Arcade, for a home. You've done it.
It's going to work out.
At least we have the murals.
You know what? I could sleep here.
Mm-hmm.
I could sleep right there.
Yeah.
Keep the taps on.
It's comfortable.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Bad at all.
Back to the clouds.
Right. When we get a 7 in a number, we sing a song, and it's very short. When I die, take me to bingo heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all we do. But... there's these paper plates on a stick that are clouds of bingo heaven, and people wave them around.
Oh, I saw them.
And so, as a group, when you're seeing everyone wave these, use your imagination. Clouds, this is bingo heaven, and that's where we're in that moment.
It feels
very far-fetched to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's absurd. It makes zero sense.
It is actually the most absurd thing we do.
Mm.
Probably. But it happens sometimes. you will not get a seven. It is really weird.
So then you'll be like, clouds not come out.
Yeah, but then other nights, every number feels like a seven. You'll be like, okay, we're singing again. And when I die, you know. It's a really weird scene. But the people that enjoy it really seem to enjoy it.
I think so, and so do I.
I mean, absolutely.
This show.
It's fun.
This show is for us. This show is for us.
It's for you. You're not doing this for other people.
No.
I'm glad they're having a great time, but it wouldn't matter.
I guess
we depend on them having fun, because the more fun they have, the more fun we have. So there's that.
Yeah.
But you know. It's a good marriage of how silly we are with the kind of performing that we like to do. So that works.
Yeah, it does. Speaking of performing, both of you before Bingo is Life, I imagine, because I feel like you guys have been, you come from a musical family, I think.
Yeah.
And you've been playing music since you were kids? Or how long?
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. Right out of birth.
Yeah. I came out going, guitar's in. Get this guitar band. All you can stand, give him a hand, guitar's in. And mom was like, he's ours.
Wow. Ray Stevens. He started singing Ray Stevens right out
I've
of.
I've decided that that's
why
actually.
Why is that the pick, Ray Stevens?
No.
That's our background right there.
Briar Branch.
Yeah.
Briar Branch. We listen to Ray Stevens.
All the time.
I love Weird Al.
They're to be blamed for
love Weird Al. But my parents were like, they thought Ray Stevens was hilarious. Yeah. We listened to a lot of Ray Stevens.
We did.
And we listened to a lot of Christian everything.
Yeah,
Any Christian rock. Patti Smith, Michael W. Smith.
All the Smiths. Except for the Smiths. We never lived with the band, the Smiths.
Yeah. So that was our musical background. Now, we don't play that music now at all. But at the same time, that is what we grew up listening to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no two ways about it. I wish that, like, our uncle, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember him with the 20 greatest hits of the Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Now, what instruments do you both play?
Guitar and drums.
Yep.
Okay. And you?
Just the guitar, and I sing.
He plays drums, too.
Yeah.
My
son's the real drummer.
Yeah,
in my family. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you sing, Mike?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a couple bands. It depends on which band member shows up, because the band changes.
I usually see Chris sing.
Yes, usually it's Chris, and that's Dr. Howe. I'll play drums. He'll play guitar. We have a bass player, a couple lead guitars, sometimes a violin player, sometimes just. Bruce shows up sometimes.
Springsteen.
Springsteen.
Yeah.
Sometimes Bruce Springsteen joins us.
We're supposed to just call him Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce. Are they booing us? No,
it's just Bruce.
The music thing has been great.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
There's great venues in town.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky to have so many breweries. Thank you all of the breweries that have us. And I, you know,
and the winery.
And the winery.
And the cidery.
Oh.
And
alcohol. Somehow alcohol needs music. Music needs alcohol together. Congratulations. You have a baby. It's called Dr. Howe.
Yeah, right.
So that's our band, Dr. Howe.
Yeah. And The Reasons to Live.
Yes.
Oh, it's a separate band.
No, it's just Dr. Howe and The Reasons to
Live.
That's
right. Okay.
But we can shorten it.
And then he plays with his son, they do a little act they call the
Basement Rebellion.
That's awesome. Because that's Oliver playing drums.
Yeah.
And then whoever else they can get to join him.
Yep.
And then Oliver comes and plays drums in my band. And then we play as Trouble in the Trailer Park.
Does he play when Bruce doesn't show up?
Even when Bruce doesn't show up, he's still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is your son, Chris?
Oh man, he's 15. I'll throw out a fun fact.
Oh, cool.
Took him 3 times, but today, today he passed his test and got his learner's permit today. Good job, Oliver.
Congratulations,
Good job, Oliver.
I could not be more proud of you. I'm serious, though. Yeah. You know, he was like studying and studying, and he was so nervous.
Oh, sure.
So nervous.
Absolutely.
To go in there and take that test. And so he calls me, and he goes, well, Dad, I didn't pass. And I was like, uh-huh. He's like, just kidding, I passed it. I knew.
You could tell by the tone in his voice.
Yeah.
How do you feel the music has played a part in creating this wonderful high energy atmosphere for Bingo Is for Life? Because certainly it is a piece of it.
Well, we sing.
We do sing.
A lot. I mean, we sing When I'm 64, When 64 Pops Up. We do all the songs on the sevens. And you know, it's actually something that, as much as we sing, we don't focus, we just do it.
It feels like that.
Okay, y'all, now we're gonna sing. We just do it, and
sometimes it falls flat.
Oh yeah,
it's fine. 100%.
Yeah, I think it's
whenever it does, I just remind people. Remember how much you paid to get in here?
It's free.
It's free. Oh yeah.
So there's no like descriptor before the music.
You just
like
jump into the song.
Some concerts, they tell you the story about how the song came to be. So that's not a part.
No,
of the
most of the time, people, if they haven't been here before, just confused. What's going on right now? Why we were just playing bingo? Why are they breaking into song? And why are there people throwing up paper plates in the air? What's that about? I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool. No, I'm a big fan. I mean, I think it's important that it's important to be weird.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. But we get together and do band practice every Thursday night too. So,
mm-hmm.
So the whole Dr. Howe scene also keeps us, connected. Playing music. It's all good.
Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense.
It does. It makes sense.
It's all good.
It's
man.
All good, man. It's all
we're
good.
just going to play some music, guys. Don't worry.
How would you
I so hope I sound like that.
You did.
It's all good, man.
He's breaking out all the voices tonight.
Hey, guys.
How would you describe the music scene? I can't keep them under control. How would you describe the music scene and art scene around here?
So good, man. Solid.
It's so good.
So solid.
Hey, man. You see the music scene here? It's so good. Aww. There's like a band every night. No, you know what? Okay, I think I can answer this.
Yes,
please do. Let's try it.
Music scene is thriving.
Yes,
it really is.
It's a thriving music scene, and I don't know what is. I don't know what the ceiling is, but it just depends on what you are in. If you're trying to make a living as a musician, it's not. It's much more challenging, but if you are someone who wants to play music with a group or with some other people, then the opportunities are absolutely weekly.
Weekly. Yeah.
Like between the different open mics, the different jams, the Restless Moon. Mm-hmm. Yep. So many opportunities to meet other musicians and play with them that I think it's a winner.
I'll throw it there too. It's not just the opportunity to meet other musicians and find places to play, but the audiences at those places are so receptive and so supportive of the music in this area.
I can tell that when I do go out and check it out.
It's awesome.
It feels like that for sure.
It's a very supportive community. And not just music, but just creativity as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
I'd love for you guys to educate me because I'm in the comedy scene. That's growing. You guys have been entrenched.
Well, we need to be more versed in that too.
Yeah, I think we can.
I'd love working with Jay on the podcast, which is cool. I'd get to learn a little bit how it works.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm always in awe of the music scene around here. And there's a festival that comes here every year called Mac Rock. Are you guys involved in that at all? It's been 2 decades, I think.
You know, I'm not involved in it at all. But I mean, I know, I'm familiar with some of the people that put it on.
Okay.
I mean, at XJM, the local radio, the college radio station, they definitely...
Is it more college-focused, the JMU?
It was, yeah, it was. I mean, it started that way. I don't know that it is. I mean, but it's still like, when they say indie, I mean, it's like underground. Like,
right,
it's very,
there's houses, right. You know, you go to, it's almost like basement music and houses, and the houses are called names or no?
Sometimes they are,
So they have like nicknames for the houses. Yeah, so you're going to go to the Barbie house. I mean, maybe that's not it, but or something
you've
like
seen
that.
The Barbie house.
Yeah,
the Barbie
house.
I don't think the Barbie house
has
shows.
It's the Barbie dream house.
Yeah, the Barbie dream house. That's right. No, but you're exactly right, though, that there are house shows, but they're also, I mean, for Mac Rock, they do it at Clementine, Little Grill. Yeah. I mean, they've got...
Mac Rock's a little more marketed.
Broad Porch, I think, has a... And so each venue, obviously, Golden Pony, each venue will have a genre. Mm-hmm. So it might be like heavy metal or maybe more of a punk or Americana. You know, they have all these different genres, and so each venue will get one, and then they'll have, you know, 5, 6, 7 bands play during that day. You know, it's a 2-day festival.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, you got Friday and Saturday, and they'll have a bunch of bands play each day, and you know, you buy a ticket, $15-$20. It's still cheap.
Wow.
It's a cheap ticket.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, it's a cheap ticket, and you get a little band, and you can walk around to each venue, and you know.
They send you a schedule if you buy a ticket or something?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And then I think the other thing, too, is they used to. I don't know if they still do, but, like, they would have, you would have kind of almost like TED Talks of like how to be a local musician or how to be a musician and make it, you know?
Yeah.
And which,
they kind of focus on the business.
Oh yeah.
The business side of making music.
That's right.
Yeah.
The business side of the entertainment business.
It's a whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a whole separate thing. It can really make or break you, to be honest with you. So people, and that's okay. People just want to do the art. That's great.
Right.
That's your goal.
Right.
But if you want to get out there and, you know, elevate in your craft and become a paid musician or comedian, then the business side of it is ultra important.
Ultra important. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
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 I think, you know, so they used to be, labels used to be pretty, a bigger thing. I don't know that they are as big as they used to be, but when at the Grill, when I used to work at the Little Grill, we would have label showcases for Mac Rock Weekend. So, I think there was a label called Bloodshot Records, and it was fantastic. They brought these, their bands were so much fun, and one of them was, dun, 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 dun. What is that guy's name? Bobby Bear Jr.
Okay.
And him and his whole, the Bloodshot Record crew.
That was a great year.
Oh my God. Yeah. You look at that list.
Yeah.
Some of those bands really took off.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about Mac Rock is you just don't know.
It's kind of a showcase of everything.
Yeah.
And then some people really take off.
Oh yeah,
really cool. You can be there when to see it.
Yeah.
Before they make it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is. It is. It is definitely a before they make it kind of showcase. And it's cool.
Do you guys ever perform or have ever performed in Mac Rock? Or are you more?
I did once. Dr. Howe never did, but I did in another band. It was fun.
Aren't you Dr. Howe though?
But the band that I was,
confused.
I was in another band.
Welcome to it.
I was in another band. Oh man, it was another band. It was so cool.
Do you guys play covers, or you guys play of your original music, or is it a mix? Okay,
yeah, it's definitely a mix.
Got to make the people happy. They don't all just want to hear stuff about my life.
Your trips to Colorado.
They want to hear about other stuff too. Yeah. Play me a Beatles song.
Or
Ray Stevens.
Yeah. Do you know any Ray Stevens?
You know any Ray Stevens?
It's not about
Utah's in.
How would you describe your original music?
Good.
Other than about your good life.
So good. So good.
Did you hear that song? That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know what though? I would describe it as fun. I think we're a fun band. We do sing serious stuff. Well, but not that.
And I'll throw out there, we play with amazing people.
Oh my god.
Dave Abbott is our bass player.
Amazing.
Christian Parrott, Doug Pitts.
I know Christian.
Yeah, they play lead guitar for us, and they are amazing. No. And you put us all together, and there's something special going on there. I don't know what it is.
We've been playing together for like 20 years.
Yeah. Wow.
At this point in the game, if we aren't any good now,
we never will be.
That's right. 20 years later, we really weren't that good, were we?
It's okay. It was a lot of fun, though.
It was a lot of fun. It's not about you guys.
I've actually listened to you guys play.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time I saw you guys play was at Restless Moons. You were doing some big.
Oh, was it event. One of the tribute shows?
Yeah, there was tons of bands there. Tell us a little bit about that before we about your Bingo is Life podcast.
It's all good.
I think that's cool.
It's been a great thing over the last several years. I have they used to do cover shows at Pale Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Tim Brady was probably the main guy behind making that happen. And then.
That's right. I forgot. That's where it started.
Yeah.
And so, Tim Brady is a manager, owner of Pale Fire?
He was.
He used to be.
He used to be the owner of Pale Fire. And so. As they moved on from doing that, we did a Neil Young. I said, hey, let's do a Neil Young cover show there. Mm. And so we did that, and it was super fun. And from there, we just kept every year doing one. Mm. So we've done one every year for the last 5 years.
Well, it's pick an artist there's always some sort of theme.
Okay,
as a tribute, like that one year, the Canyon,
Laurel Canyon
was the theme. That was cool. But the real kicker, the thing that makes it all work is, Chris does a wonderful job getting a bunch of local musicians to join in.
Yeah, you do. So I don't know how many there were, but there are tons.
So all these local musicians join in and they play a song or two and create this event because there's so many of them and everybody brings friends and it just becomes this
community.
Scene. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well,
yeah.
Another piece to it is as a musician and you're out there, as you play your shows and you're like, yay, I got a crowd of 20 tonight. That's awesome. Maybe I got a crowd of 30. You know, you're a local band. You're playing on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
To play a show for over 200 people.
It was amazing. Yeah, I remember that.
Then it's a win.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
It's a treat. You don't get to do that every day, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it really does take a bunch of people coming together and then it happens, you know, like it, when a bunch of groups come together, then you've got a nice big bunch of people to come see them.
See, he's underselling it. See, it happens because he makes it happen.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself a little credit.
A little bit.
You know, it's like herding cats. Have you worked with creative people? My God. They're the worst. I mean, they're the best. I mean, whatever.
I work with comedians.
Oh, God.
It's challenging.
I perform and produce. And
yeah.
When I produce, it's a cat corral.
It's always fun, right? Yeah. Well, he does a fantastic job at getting the people together. Everyone buys in as far as just what we're trying to do, and it builds an energy and a scene and a feeling that's always been good. It's been happening for several years. That kind of thing. And the last one was at the Little Grill. It was a much smaller show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was the. Paul Simon tribute.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was just another scene that was incredibly cool.
Yeah.
Just based on artists who want to, you know, pull together and do something awesome.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see.
It was different, too, because all the other ones, this was the first one that we did. It was a ticketed event. The venue's smaller and we needed to just, you know, and I wanted to. The dream is to pay everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'm about that.
You know, the dream is to pay everybody.
So,
the only way I could figure out how to pay everybody was to do it on a small scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get started somewhere. And so everybody made up, all the acts made $100, you know, and that's something.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still really challenging to make money at any of this stuff. Mm. When you have, you know, if you have 10 to 20 groups, we literally at that Rolling Stones tribute night, we had 49 different musicians.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
49 different musicians.
So mega fun though.
It was a good one.
Yeah, you really knocked it out of the park there.
Yeah. Oh, and Wrestle Smooth was an awesome. To see that outside completely packed and to see all the faces was
Jeff Moon is so supportive of artists.
He's
the owner of Restless Moon Brewing.
Incredibly supportive. Yeah. Pale Fires mm-hmm. has been amazing. Clementine, this place, mm-hmm. Little Grill.
Friendly Fermenter.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, we just did a comedy show on another local comic who produces shows. He had myself and my husband hop on the show for Valentine's Day. That was a lot of fun. It was packed out. It was fun.
Very cool.
White Oak Lavender Farm.
Another good vineyard.
Marceline does music too. Marceline Vineyard.
There's just so many great
Bricks and
places.
Columns Vineyard.
God, we can just make a show of just naming names.
I know. You're like, stop naming names.
Crosby's Vineyards has music. I know that too.
They have a lot of music too.
Yeah. Look at you guys. We're all giving you shout outs. Come pay us.
Golden Pony.
Yeah, right.
And our sponsor tonight is Ruby's Arcade.
Any of you. Anyone, just give us a dollar. We're doing it for you. truth is that I have a full-time job, and I have two young children, family guy through and through. That's my MO 100%. But I do all this other stuff on the side for sanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yes, right.
You too, Mike.
Yes,
because you have a family. In fact, I do. Guys work both in the school system.
Yes, we both work for Augusta County Public Schools.
And then their IT department.
Yes, okay. I work in the IT department.
I'm the audio visual guy in maintenance. Okay.
So that's what you guys do during the day, and then
for him, it's all gravy in the AV. Oh God!
You guys always been like this since you were young?
Like what? What are you saying, Don? Like what?
Silly, fun, spontaneous.
Sure. Yeah, yes.
Our wives love us.
Yeah. Do
they have to separate you sometimes?
We don't hang out with them together.
So this is like your go. Get out of the house. Go to Bingo's life. We've had enough.
No.
Usually not that bad, but it's close.
No, I do. Mike,
Jill will say to me, she's like, "Your brother's not here. I don't get that reference." Because we will often just start saying things from old 1980s action films, and I'm not sure why.
You're watching a lot of this. Yeah. All right, who's your hero? Who's your favorite?
My
superhero.
My favorite. It used to be Superman. I used to love.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Why did he lose?
It used to be Superman.
Womp, womp.
Now, I don't know who it is now. That's
lost.
Weird question. I'm not sure. Who's your superhero?
You, Chris, is your superhero. We can't leave you out because this is too good now. That's a weird question.
I've always liked Batman. I think Batman's cool. I don't think I have a
I used to be a Superman fan. When I was a kid, I loved Superman.
Yeah.
Then I grew up and started working.
There is no Superman.
And I don't have enough hair to put a little curl in the front anymore. So
now it's like Jerry Seinfeld. I tell you who my hero of mine is.
Okay,
it's not
let's
a superhero. It would be Steve Martin.
I love Steve Martin. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love Steve. I love looking at old Steve Martin.
And still finding some things new.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's great.
We just watched a documentary on his life, basically.
Yeah, right.
Did you see that?
The two-part one where
it was amazing. Did you watch it?
It's fantastic.
I did not see that one. That's okay.
He doesn't really care.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just my hero.
He's just a hero.
Yeah,
thanks,
right.
Steve.
Mm-hmm. So you say.
We actually went and saw together.
Yeah.
We went and saw Steve Martin, Martin Short.
When they played at Wolf Trap.
And it was a great show. It was, I laughed from the entire time.
I love their chemistry. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
I love their chemistry. Seeing heroes is
oh my god, I can't believe I get to see
these guys.
They're right there.
Yeah, and they were funny and they were doing gay.
They are funny.
It was great.
That was awesome. And I think you guys bring that kind of energy here. Mm. The game is really fantastic. And then after that, you sit down with your hilarious co-hosts. They're not here sitting with
us right now.
But you sit down with them and you interview different people in the community. Two-part question with that. I would love for you to share a little bit about your hilarious co-host.
Yes.
And then the second part of that question is, when did you guys decide to start a podcast after the Bingo is Life game?
Yeah, that's a good question, too.
So, tell us about
again, we should be writing these things. I think it was 3 years ago. It was like almost 3 years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so Brittany joined a couple...
Brittany Mungold.
Yeah.
Mum Shackles.
She joined a couple months into it, and literally, she just showed up. As far as what I remember, and we were like, "Yeah, you're great. You should just be a regular. You should just be on here."
In fact, you're on her mic. I think it says "Mum Shuffle."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, This is her mic. But Jay was with us from the beginning.
Yeah,
we were like, it would be fun to just sit around and talk to him.
Yeah, we would, because what would happen is after the bingo show, we would sit around and just talk about like what worked in the show, what didn't work in the show, and then just talk about, just anything.
Yeah.
And a part of that conversation turned in, well, let's turn this into a podcast. So we literally started with like an iPhone on the table, hit record.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And we did that for, I think, up to 10 times.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, let's actually do something with this. So then it became like where we started talking to just anybody in the area. And now it's turned into, it's really Harrisonburg centric again, like just talking about what's going on in town, just the creative types, entrepreneurs, I don't know.
Something I appreciated was one of the guys that came in here to come to the bingo show, and then he was I was talking to him, he's like, I collect coins, and I was
you
should be on our podcast. He's like, you have a podcast? I said, absolutely.
Yeah, of course we do it.
Of course we do. And so he became one of our first like JMU professors.
Yeah,
that's right. That's cool. Yeah. Oh yeah, you could interview my husband, the comedian JMU professor.
Bring it. We'd love to.
Yeah. That's it. It's whoever.
It really is. Do you have something interesting to talk about? Because we love to talk about interesting things.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. And we've had people that are just, we've had people that work here at the bar.
Yeah.
We've had musicians. We've had business owners.
I've been
artists.
On there.
You've been here.
Yeah. Ooh.
See, you had something interesting to say. It was in the, there you
imagine
go.
That.
Imagine. That's all it takes.
It's been fun.
It has been. Well, for me, it also, like, I appreciate there's an art form to it.
Yeah.
That I'm definitely still learning.
Right.
Because there is the art of conversation, but then there's also like the technical aspect of it, making sure you're getting everything recorded right and whatnot. So it's just, I don't know. For me, it's a very interesting hobby. I was saying it in an episode or two ago, that it's, it's difficult enough to know that it's important, because for me, like, you know, anything worth doing is not easy to do. It's something that's, you know, that's difficult to do.
Yeah.
And it's difficult enough to know that it's important to me. But it's also easy enough to do to know that I can keep doing this for a while.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's fun. And so actually, laughers were utilizing their audio equipment.
Oh, that's
that
right.
They use for their podcast.
So if it sounds
podcast.
Really good, yes, that's because of us. If it sounds terrible, well, I don't know what happened.
And then I'm using my camera, and so that's how we're putting this.
Well,
particular
if we look bad, that's probably just reality. I'm not used to the being on the camera thing. This is why we stick to audio.
It's because I'm wearing a black hat. Normally, I wear a green hat. I'm very disappointed.
And that affects the audio.
Colors, man. Colors speak. Colors speak.
They speak through me.
Tell us about your co-host. We learned a little bit about Mom Chuckles, but
Brittany.
Who else is on there?
Let's see. Who is that other guy?
Jay's there.
I just know. you interviewed Jay on yours, too.
Absolutely. Jay's a local comic.
But yeah, Jay's there. Local comic.
And musician and playwright.
Yeah, does it all.
He's got a lot of things going on. He's very talented.
He's got a lot of cred. Yeah. I think that was part of the reason why I was excited that he would be a part of it.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of cool stuff. I wanted to talk to artists.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to other people who are trying to make things happen, because it's not just, do you got an interesting story to tell? It's, are you building? What are you creating?
Jay's done a lot of Valley Playhouse is a local community theater, and then it became Friendly City Player.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? I've told Jay this before. Like, one of the things I love about Jay is he's a doer. I love doers. Like, he doesn't just talk about like a play that he's working on. He's actually working on it.
Yeah.
He doesn't just talk about like, you know, I've got this thing I'd like to do. He usually does it. He just gets it done.
Yeah. He writes, hacks. Yeah. Oh, he's an actor also.
Well, and
he's really good.
I was going to say, he kills.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen his stand up. He kills.
Yeah. He's on our shows.
And it's awesome. I love it when people succeed.
We love having him on. He's been doing this kind of different art in some capacity for 4 decades now.
Right.
So we introduced
That sounds about right.
Yeah, we introduce him on shows as the comedy legend of Harrisonburg.
Yes, that's good.
It's appropriate.
That's
right?
Proper. Proper.
Yeah. It's appropriate. And also, he gives, he's a left field guy.
But in a very good way.
I think sometimes it makes the podcast more interesting because of that. We also, Dan Easley is also join us often. And he's another guy who will
brings an interesting voice to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have a couple people that join us on the regular.
Yeah.
Which is, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Very happy about the whole
thing. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, it's just like, you know, we hit you get to look at the numbers and see how many people are listening to you. And you're like, oh, well, that's going up.
That's always exciting.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sharing something of value.
Yeah,
Yeah.
So it is just fun in the end. That's I am glad we are doing it.
And it also, you know, a lot of it is possible because Ruby's Arcade has been very kind to us. They give us the space. I mean, they're closed right now.
We're
sitting
be here.
Yeah, we're sitting
so
here.
Thank you, Ruby's Arcade. We appreciate that.
It's totally.
So it's cool to be able to do it and, you know, extol them as our sponsor. It's fun.
Yeah, and that they trust you and that we can be sitting in here.
Yeah, more or less. I hope they know.
Well, they'll find out when they see this on YouTube. What are some of your most memorable episodes other than the time you interviewed me?
You stole mine. I was going to say it was your interview.
I know it's hard to pick.
So,
but
I've got one, and this is biased because, you know, he's also in our band, but Christian Parrott, whenever he shows up.
Wasn't he recently on?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we usually try to invite someone very cool and special for our New Year's at our first year back. And when they say no, we have Christian come on board. And whenever Christian, so Christian has twice now done our Welcome Back to the New Year episode. And he, I don't know, he is a hilarious guy.
Yeah.
He's very
so
funny.
Much fun. And yeah, I really like it whenever he can stop by. It's yeah. always a good time.
I would say that a couple months ago, we interviewed our parents.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that I was think fun. I heard a little and, bit about and, that. And, I heard and, a little about that one, I believe.
I could do that. Yeah, it was cool. I could do that again.
Yeah,
honestly. They've
got more stories to tell.
They have so many stories to tell.
Yeah.
And my dad, cool. our dad.
My dad is pretty cool.
Do you have
my
the dad. Same grandma?
Anyways, they did a fine job.
So that one was a good one too.
Yeah, that one was good. That one was cool because they were able to share, I don't know, share some things that we don't know. And that's always fun to find out, like, what? Oh, okay. Yeah. Dad used to be in a group he called the Ramblers.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a part of a group, the Ramblers.
The Ramblers.
Well, I mean, there's that. But that's fun. I mean, that also just, you're capturing a piece of a time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can go back and listen to that some other. We are planning to do an episode on our grandmother.
Yeah, yeah. Grandma had a show.
She was a musician for a career.
Yep.
Before she had children, and she was she's a very interesting character. She was the heart and soul of our family, and she used to play music, and we have a recording of her playing music, and she used to write songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
amazing.
We have a recording of one of her songs, and none of this has ever been released anywhere except at Mike has it. So we're going to put out all that stuff here in the next little bit.
Yeah,
and I'm excited about it.
I think it's so neat. I love that.
It's sweet. It's totally sweet. I mean, even if you don't know her, we'll talk a little bit about her. But the music is so good.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a treat.
That's great.
Yeah.
You guys are doing some really cool stuff and bringing a lot more fun to Harrisonburg. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a very nice compliment.
Absolutely. So are you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Look at us.
Now we're all here together. We're
it's not just Jay Zare doing it. We're doing it.
That's right.
We don't have as many years of experience. But
oh, because he's old.
Yeah.
I got it right.
Yes.
He'll be dead love soon. That. If the sky was the limit, if the sky was a limit,
like Jay's age.
If the sky was a limit and you could do whatever you wanted with the bingo is life game here, you know, and money wasn't an object, what would you do?
Ooh.
Oh, well, I think I'd probably invest in some nicer clouds.
Nicer clouds.
Wow. That's the first thing you went to.
I mean, I just.
Better paper plates?
I just spent $20 this weekend to build the ones that we. I'm like, it took me and Oliver like 2 hours. I'm like, tape, staple. Sorry. I'm reliving this nightmare. I'd probably pay someone else to do
that's
that.
The real way. There you go. I'd pay somebody to set up this equipment. There you go. That's right.
If money you know what?
Maybe get some like real stands.
Oh, yeah. No. The boxes are working.
No.
I don't know who we're promoting here. We're promoting
Zoom.
They didn't pay us either.
If I had all the money, I would do it in a theater. I would do it in the theater. I do love the space of doing it down here because the games are here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I think this show could be done. I mean, we actually did do it at Court
that's
Square
what I was
once.
Saying.
Yeah, we did it at Court Square.
We did
yeah,
it at Court
that's
Square
what I was
once.
Saying. Thank
and,
you.
And we've actually taken it a couple places too.
Yeah.
JMU's had us a couple times. And
but I mean, you know.
And you were at the Loft.
Yeah, we were at the Loft.
For Cigar Club.
We did a wedding too.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Cigar Club's like a local networking business group.
Yeah.
For those who are not aware.
It's been, we've, We don't do it very many places, though.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
Because
it's not like a traveling show.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But if someone said, hey, look, I'm going to give you a weekly, like what we have here. I love that this is, I love that it's weekly.
Yeah,
I love that, you know, we pretty consistently get the same, you know, 50 to 100 plus people.
So you got to follow.
Yeah, yeah, right. You know, so that's good. And then, you know, I mean... Maybe get paid more. I don't know.
Sure.
Guys,
I mean, if money's no object, it goes to us, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think that's the deal.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Then we'll take
the
money.
I agree to
I'll
that.
I'll take that. No
and,
object.
And on, let's see, can we just say on Wednesday morning, I don't have to go to work?
Oh, yeah. Then let's do that, too.
Yes. You can have what you want.
I don't have to get up at 5:50. Sweet. Because I've got to get up at 5:50 tomorrow.
That's so early. You have to do that?
I do. Yeah. Because I have a job.
Oh, yeah. Right. There is that.
See, you could sponsor these guys and then they don't have to go to work.
There you go.
Well, you know what? I mean, I've done mass. I've played a mess nothing. And, you know, it's still all work.
It is.
I mean, these shows are fun, but they are work.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of the evening, usually, and then after we do a podcast, I'm usually like, oof, floored.
I know, and then you guys stayed for me, so thank you for that.
Yeah,
and for the laughers.
I still got to post the show tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow. You have to do it tonight?
Discipline, Don. Discipline.
That's right. I should say the podcast is his baby. The podcast is Mike's baby. I mean, it's his. He's the one
that
was like,
capture moments.
I want to do a podcast. He's the one that looked up and found the equipment. He's the one that
I pushed the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a good job pushing the button.
Editing that has to happen, he does it. And
because we do try to keep our podcast clean.
Yeah, you do a pretty good job.
I think
that.
So, yeah. But occasionally some things get out there that I have to beep.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Do that? Okay.
Yeah, we bleep stuff.
I bleep because it's not a live show, so I don't have to worry about, you know, being live, so I can just go ahead and, you know,
take it out, bleep it out.
Yeah.
Well, you got that capability.
That's right.
I have to send the edit note and take it out.
To pay someone. I need to work on that.
Man, we're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Wait a second.
So, it's because money is still an object here.
Yes.
Still an object.
But you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
I would love for you to share with the laughers how to find out more about Bingo Is Life and how to follow you on social media to get more information about what you're doing as we close out here.
Well, I'd say about the podcast, just anywhere you get your podcast. It does not matter, Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcast, just look up Bingo Is Life and it'll pop up.
Okay.
Yep. And then if you're on Instagram, we're called Bingo Is Life 64. When I'm 64. Thank you. And then, you know, but honestly, Bingo Is Life is so strange that if you just look it up, you'll find us.
Yeah, just type in Bingo Is Life.
Yeah, and then, you know, we're on the YouTubes.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. On the YouTube.
We're on the YouTube.
On the Facebook.
We're on the Facebook, Instagram.
And Insta of the gram.
Insta. Where are we not? You know where I was? I was on Twitter. I'm off it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got X'd.
I got X'd.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm out. And then now let's see, where else did I go? That was it.
That's it?
That was it. But, you know, hey, you want to have fun, you learn about Harrisonburg, come find us.
There you go.
That's it.
And
we'll be sure, laughers, to put all of that information in the show notes for you as well. So if you're working out or driving, never fear. You can just check it out when you have time. Stay safe.
If you're working out, your folks work out. I don't think our folks work out, do they?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. No. What about?
They play bingo. Mike.
Oh, they play this.
They play bingo. Okay,
and go to the watering hole.
And go to the watering
hole. And eat pizza holes.
The pizza hole.
Oh, man. It still sounds bad.
It does.
It does. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for joining us today, Mike and Chris, and talking with us about all things Bingo is Life, the game, and the podcast. This has been super fun to spend time with both of you today. So thanks again
for
coming on.
Well, thank you, Don. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for what you do. Hey, life is good.
And thanks for to Grayson for listening to us out there, because he's going to listen to this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We call him our fan base. He's our fan base.
The one fan you have.
No, he's our fan base. It sounds bigger when you say it that way.
Okay. Well, Grayson, thanks for tuning in today.
Oh, and I bet you he works out too.
Oh yeah.
He's probably listening while he works out.
Oh yeah. There you
we do
go.
Have that one. Our fan base likes to work out.
Grayson. Oh my goodness. And laughers, we so much appreciate that you joined us today and had a good time with us. And if you did, please do like, subscribe, and share this podcast with a friend. It's amazing the support that you give us and how much we're growing. We couldn't do any of it without you. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm very grateful. Also, you can get that free audiobook from Audible when you click that link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. I am an Audible creator in the program, so that does mean I do get a commission, but it doesn't cost you anything, and it helps this podcast continue to grow and put great content out here like Bingo is Life, so that more people can find out about the amazing things we have to offer in the community and around the Shenandoah Valley. So thank you so much for that. And lastly and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.